Welcome back. This is Nikit Kereski, and we are discussing in Season 2 Eternal Podcast Design Thinking Principles. I spoke about empathizing in my earlier podcast. In this podcast, I'm talking about the next stage of design thinking, which is problem definition. Now, it is important once you've spoken to a whole lot of people, and as I said, I speak to minimum 100 people before I decide on what podcasting I want to get into, or any innovation for the matter of fact that I want to get into. For instance, I've created a website called P5 Engage, where all my shows are now a part of the P5 Engage portal. It's p5engage.com, where all my shows have been integrated, and I invite you to have a look at the portal of P5 Engage because it gives me amazing analytics and it also engages a lot of people there. But then coming back to this episode of our podcasting design principles, when we meet up with people, when we interview people, when we interview them formally, or when we have conversations informally, and when we are able to find out what is it that's hurting them, what is it that is causing pain for them, we are able to map the entire empathy journey map for them. So when you have the journey map for them, you get to know what are those pockets of energy where your podcast can work. And when you do that, that's when you can sit down and you can write down a statement, which is your problem statement. Redo your problem statement. Let it be very precise. Let it be a problem statement that accurately defines the problem that you are wanting to solve. Like I said, design thinking is all about solving wicked problems. And once you've made your problem statement, understand that the way our brain works is the more focused we are on the problem, the more problems we see. So now the technique is to convert the problem statement, you reframe the problem statement into an opportunity statement. For instance, when I did my P5 Engage website, I realized the problem statement was that my shows were scattered all over, and the problem my listeners were having was that they wanted one particular area where they could bring their entire energy, their focus into. So the opportunity statement created was that while the problem was that my podcast shows were all over the place, the opportunity statement was to create one portal where I can host all my shows. And the moment I did that, I started working on creating a portal for myself. Conversion of a problem statement into an opportunity statement does a whole lot of different things to our brain. For one, the brain starts thinking positive and the brain starts getting prepared for deriving a solution. The brain now becomes prepared to develop an idea. And at this stage, don't get into ideation. Formulate your opportunity statement accurately. Go talk to people again and ask them whether the opportunity statement is something that they connect with. And when you have got your tests through on the opportunity statement, that's when your opportunity statement becomes fundamental to your podcast that you will be creating subsequently. Until and unless the people, your listeners, agree with your opportunity statement, do not proceed with podcasts at all. And what if they do not agree with your opportunity statement? Come back again. Take their inputs, put their inputs into the problem statement, redefine your opportunity statement, go back again. Do this iterative process till you are absolutely bang on in terms of the opportunity statement that you've created. And once your opportunity statement is validated by people and it is taken to be correct, that's when you mobilize your thoughts, your entire creative energies into the process of ideation, which is the next process that I'm going to talk about. And ideation is extremely important. We're going to talk about the mind mapping tool for sure. So this is Nikit Kereski signing off from this episode of the podcast. I'll see you in the next podcast of Eternal Podcast Design Thinking Principles. Remain engaged, keep listening, and see you soon. If you're on Clubhouse, please do connect with me because I do a lot of rooms there where these information and these inputs are consistently provided to people. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next podcast.